בוקר טוב, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ראה, שבת מברכים חודש אלול. So, with Elul around the corner, I want to take, this was really yesterday, last week's shiur, but we kind of got sidetracked by imploding Eruvin, which we had to deal with, which anyways ended up getting fixed, which was ironic. But anyway, okay, whatever. But, Yeah, Eruvin started this week. Eruvin is what separates the men from the boys. But anyway, so, you know, as the, you know, as Elul comes around, there's a famous Kaf HaChaim in Siman Tav Kuf Pe Aleph, Sayyid Katan Yud Bet, he brings that the Minhag in Yerushalayim and other places. Again, some people do, some people don't. Not the end of the world, but some places have the Minhag that in the season of the Amim Noraim, they do Atarah Nedarim four times. Atarah Nedarim is like a big thing. It's like, especially by Sfaradim, Ashkenazim do it once a year. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Ashkenazim do it vastly different than us. You know, they break into groups of four, and they do it, and they keep on going around and around. Sfaradim, everybody together, Mutarim Lachem, and people like feel like purged, and it's like a whole, it's a whole situation. Mutarim Darim is like, Madam Kubalim in Yerushalayim do it every Friday, Takanat HaRashash, okay, but the listen carefully. So, a couple So the Kaf Chaim brings down b'shem Azor HaKadosh that when a person does certain averot that make a person liable for nidui b'idei shamayim, so even when the nidui expires, his tefillot aren't answered for 40 days after that. It's pretty scary for you. Azor HaKadosh says that. So what do? He says the minhag among Sfaradim is to do it four times. Yeah, and besides for Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, but 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, which was Kaf Be'av, and 40 days before Yom Kippur, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, so that even if Chalila, a person was benidui b'lashamayim, once they take it off, at least 40 days after, which is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, the tefillot will once again be answered. And from there, Hatkishtan in the minhag to say the Hatarat Darim four times. Some people do it Erev Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, some people do it all four, but it's a big thing. Now, if you ever wonder, you know, there's a whole Masechet, two Masechetot, Nedarim and Shavuot, that speak about the laws of Nedarim and Shavuot. It's not just like, oh, okay, sit down three or ten people, depending what you do, whatever, and just like, ah, Mutarim Lachem Ezeru. There's Halachot, Halachot, you know, Petach and Charata, Dinim Kashim Me'od, very, very difficult Halachot. So what exactly is it that makes Hatarat Nedarim work? Does it work? Is it just symbolic? Is it, you know, psychological, just to make people feel good before Rosh Hashanah? What is it? What is, you know, people walk out, you see people Erev Hashanah, after they mamash, after they walk out of Tefillah on Erev Hashanah, they did a Hatarat Nedarim, they feel like, oh, Shtabach Shemon. But again, obviously, you know, it's got to be a little bit more complicated than that. So let's try to explore what it is about Hatarat Nedarim that may or may not work. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara in Masechet Nedarim, I'm sorry, Daf Kav Gimel, there's a Mishnah that says as follows. There's actually halachot, you know, as much as we laugh about it, about Hilchot Ta'aruf, there actually is a section in Shulchan Aruch that deals with the halachot of Ta'aruf. And that's in Nedarim, that's called Nidre Zeruzin. Nidre Zeruzin are Nidarim that have to do, that revolve around Ta'aruf. Okay, how does that work? Yeah, you never thought that Ta'aruf would actually make it into Halacha, but it did. Watch this. So he says, is that equal among all the cities in Iran? Is it like a thing?
Some places they swear Juna for them, or Bala Emet.
No swearing. No, that's not. Okay, but watch this. Listen to this.
By my own life, it's easy.
And then what? If you don't need, he drops dead? Okay, listen to this. There's a Mishnah in the name of Kav Gimel. Listen carefully. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, af ha rotze lehadir et chavero sheyochal etzlo, yomar lo, kol neder sheani atid lidor ubatel ubibat sheyezechu b'shat al neder. If a person wants to get somebody else to eat in his house, and the guy's kind of evasive, he's not, you know, he's not cooperating, so you can make a neder, you know, sometimes you have to do, you have to make a neder, and if you don't eat by me, then, you know, I never want to see you again, and you can never have a na'ah from any of my belongings again, and just watch, just make sure, if you don't want the neder to be chal, so just say that any neder that I make is going to be off. Before you say that statement, says the Mara, that's a little counterproductive. Why? Says like this. Says the Gemara, "V'kevan de'amar kol neder sheni atid lidor yebatel la'shamale v'la'ate ba'ade." What are you trying to accomplish by making a neder on the guy? You're trying to accomplish that eventually he'll break and come to you to eat, right? You're trying to, you know, you're trying to break his tarof. Sometimes the guy tarofs too much. You got to break him. You have to be mechanech oto zeo. There's a limit to every tarof. Yeah, you got to give in. Sometimes you have to know. By the way, the Michtav Meliyahu Alav Shalom, Agon Rav Dessler, has an essay about this. Sometimes, he calls it, sometimes kabbalahu netina. Sometimes actually receiving is actually giving. People think there is, obviously we know the concept in Mishle, so nematanot yichyeh, that we know, but there's a limit to everything. Sometimes taking is actually receiving, or I'm sorry, sometimes receiving is actually giving. But anyway, let's say this guy is, you know, an iron tarofer and you can't break him. So you have this guy, he's making the neder, he says, if you don't come, I'm giving you one last warning. You don't come to my house to eat, everything I own is asur to you. Just what? Say that caveat, say that any nidarim I make are batim. Says the Gemara, if he hears you say that, then that's counterintuitive. Why? He's going to hear you say that, he's going to know that the nidar is off, and he's going to go back, right back to his tarof ways. So what do you do about that? Oh, by the way.
He said it on his heart. He said it on his heart.
Oh, so, greetings from Panama. So listen to what he says. Yeah, Shinomo. I'm sorry, not everybody is Persian. So just tarof means, how do you translate tarof for?
I try, but I
don't
understand.
It's like a, it's like kind of a respectful refusal, maybe? Respectful refusal. Yes, does that work? Okay, let's say. But anyway, so what's it going to help? Says the Gemara Shlomo, the Gemara doesn't answer that. The Mefarshim over here ask a question, why not? But listen carefully. Says the Gemara, Chasuri Mechsera V'Hachkatani. You love when the Gemara pulls one of those. What's that? No, you have to rephrase the Mishnah. There was something missing from the Mishnah. You have to add it in and read it another way. How so? First of all, Harotze Shiochal Etzlo Chaverom Sarevo Madiro Nidre Zeruzinhu. So, number one, if you make a neder on your friend, you want your friend to eat by you, and he's not doing it, and you make a neder that if you don't come, all of my assets are asur to you. Yeah? So let me ask you a question. Let's say the guy calls your bluff and he still doesn't come. What's the status of the neder? Halakha number one is that the neder is called nidre zeruzin. The neder is off. It doesn't take effect because we know that the only reason you made the neder to begin with is not because you meant it. You just wanted to break him. That's A. B, and another halakha that has to be inserted into the Mishnah. By process of chasur mechsera is what? V'arotze shelo yitkaimu nedarav kol hashana ya'amod berosh hashana v'yomar kol neder she'ani atid lidor yeh batel u'bilvad she'yeh zachur bish'at haneder. Another halakha that applies over here is if a person wants, stam random, a person wants to make sure that any of the nedarim that he makes during the year should be null and void, he should stand up on Rosh Hashanah. Now Rosh Hashanah is, it doesn't have to be necessarily Rosh Hashanah. That's just an example of a day that's, you know, Rosh Hashanah symbolic because it's the beginning of the year. But it could be any time and say, make a disclaimer. It's called the Muda'ah, which is a disclaimer, that any nidarim that I make from here on in this year should be batel as long as you remember that disclaimer when you make the nidir. Says the Gemara, that's also counterproductive. Why is that? He says like this. Says, which means if you remember the disclaimer, what happens? If you remember the disclaimer and yet you make a neder, what's the disclaimer supposed to be? That if I don't remember, I'm going to take it off. But one second, if I remember my disclaimer as I am saying the neder, what am I showing? That I don't care about the disclaimer, because in spite of remembering the disclaimer, if I go ahead and make the neder, so I'm showing that I don't care about the disclaimer, and I do care about the nidir, so the nidir should take effect, says the Gemara. So which means you uprooted the disclaimer and kind of established the nidir. So why does that work? Amar Abaye. Says the Gemara, how do you understand this? Tane ubilvad shelo yehe zachur bishat hanir. Which means not that you have to remember, rather what? The power of the disclaimer is in what? As long as you don't remember your disclaimer at the time that you make the neder, which is the vast majority of times. How many times during the year when a person makes a neder is he thinking back to the disclaimer that he made on Rosh Hashanah and Erev Rosh Hashanah? Very rarely. Then what happens if you forget about the disclaimer? The power of the disclaimer is such that it comes and smashes the neder because you really, since you forgot about it, you already were megaleh da'atcha, you already showed your intention is that whenever I make the neder, what do I want the disclaimer to do? To come and smash it. Yeah? That's, there's another shot in the Gemara from Rava. The Ran says that that Rava he really doesn't argue on Abaye, so for all intents and purposes, the sugiya ends here. Now, I want to read to you a Rambam. Okay? I'm going to read to you a Rambam. Then I'm going to read to you a Shulchan Aruch. Then I'm going to read to you a text that we all read in the Hatarat Nedarim. Okay? You ready? Says the... Well, actually, you know what? Before the Rambam, I don't want to read you the Rambam. I want to do it backwards. Although I should read you the Rambam before the Shulchan Aruch. Today I want to read you the Shulchan Aruch first. Yored De'asimani Yishud Aleph Sayyid Bit. And then we'll go back to the Rambam. Says Maran, Mi she'itna ve'amar, kol nedarim she'edor ad zman peloni yu betelim, ve'nadar betoch hazman. It doesn't necessarily, the Gemara kind of limits it to a year, but really the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim say it's not limited to a year. You can make a tanai for however long you want. Yeah? So he says, ve'nadar betoch hazman, and then after making the disclaimer, you go ahead and make a neder during this time. אם הוא זוכר לתנאו בשעת הנדר, נדרו קיים, שהרי מבטל תנאו בשעה שנודר. ואם אינו זוכר לתנאו בשעת הנדר, התנאי קיים והנדר בטל. If you remember your tanai, as if you forgot the tanai, then what? Then the neder works. And if you forget the tanai, then what do we say? The neder is off. עד כאן, everything seems perfect according to the מסקנת הגמרא. Yes? Good? Says the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't stop there. V'yesh omrin she'en atnai mo'il levatel haneder, ela im ken yizkerenu toch kede dibur laneder v'yomar belibo shu somech al atnai. Says Maran in the Yesh Omrin, some say it doesn't have to do with forgetting the neder, forgetting the moda'a, the tnai, the disclaimer. It has to do with being mazkir, that in order to kill the neder, you know what you have to do? During the year, or during the time that you allotted, you'll make the neder, and within toch kedei dibur, which is about a second and a half to 2 seconds of making the neder, you have to either verbalize or say in your heart, oh, I remember the tanai that I made on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I want it to take effect. And otherwise, if you didn't remind yourself of that tanai that you made on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the neder is kayam. That's a totally different understanding than what we originally said in the Gemara, correct? Huh? Which means that it doesn't work. The neder will always be kayam, which means according to the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, what do you have to do in order for the neder to be off? Nothing. Passively forget about the tanai. Because on the contrary, if you remember the tanai, what did you just do to the neder? What did you do to the neder? You just established the neder and canceled the tanai. According to the Yesh Omrim in Maran, what do you have to do in order to cancel the neder? Actively what? Remember and mention the tanai that you made on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and that's going to cancel the neder. Understand? No. Well, it's somebody's perush and abaye. Somebody, we're going to get there. Now, the anomaly here is that Maran ends off v'yesh lachush ledivrehim. Maran says that what? Although in general, stam v'yesh, halacha ki stam, but Maran threw in a few words over here after the Yesh Omrim. He says, "V'yesh lachush ledivrehem," which means what? You should be concerned for that opinion. So when you have a what do you mean?
And they're contradicting.
How so?
You can't think that you do one, you're not doing the other.
No. Exactly. That's what. V'yesh lachush ledivrehem means we're going with the Yesh Omrim. No, he's possibly like the Yesh Omrim. That's what it sounds like. Now, Rabotai, listen very carefully. It's a very interesting mitzvot. Very interesting. Which means the person made a neder. He has superhero memory that at the exact time that he made a neder, he flies back, toch kedei dibur, within 2 seconds, goes back in time to Erev Rosh Hashanah, remembers the tanai, and says, ani somech la tanai. I want the neder off.
No. He says it doesn't have to make a neder.
What do you mean?
I'm just saying words. I don't have, I'm not actually meaning that.
Dvarim shebalev enam dvarim.
But how do you think about the tanai and cancel the neder?
Oh, because you already made the neder and you think about the tanai afterwards, which means what did you do? You made a neder and then you activated the tanai by what? By thinking of it after the neder, betoch kedavidu. Okay. Now, based on this, I want to read to you a text. If you open up any slichot book in the back, you have multiple nuschaot, multiple versions of that tanandarim, but each one will say this version of Botan. What do we say over there? Yeah. You only no, that's what Roy just asked. He only remembers it after. No? He made it. He remembered it and mentioned it.
So according to these, only you remember before he made it.
Lechaora no good.
Dafka
betoch kededibur after the neder. Now listen to this. The text in Atarat Darim, as we have it, is as follows. I don't know what the Ashkenazim say, but this is for Sfaradim. All the Sfaradim say the same thing. It says, Im nishkaf. Now again, in the, like we were saying before, the Hataran Darim, Kulam Utarim Lachem, whatever, that's beautiful. But really, according to Halacha, you have to explain what it was that you made in the Neder, right? What you said in the Neder, and we say in the Hataran Darim, Ba'afal pi, Shemin Adin, Tzarech Lifrot HaNeder, Ach De'una Rabotenu, Ke'ev Shalanu Lefortam, Ki Rabimim, right? Really, we can't be Mefaretet the Neder. Why? We made too many. So well, let's do Hataran Darim anyway, even though halachically you really can't. How does that work? Elama, what's the point? The real part about Tanan Darim is not even the Mutarim Lachem part. What's the real part? This disclaimer, which means that Tanan Darim over here, the real part is not the retroactive cancellation or annulment of vows. What is it? The disclaimer that I'm making now for the coming year. That's the real thing. So every year, the Nedarim of this past year were Mutar because of what? Last year's Tanan. And which means that the Darim that we're doing on Erev Shana is not really, if you think about it, going back on the Darim of Tafshin Peh. Rather, we're making a new disclaimer for Tafshin Peh Aleph. Now listen to this. We do it a bunch of times on Yom
Kippur. But we do both.
What do you mean? Symbolic. That one doesn't really work. The heter of Nedarim that we made in Mafrea, halachically, for many different reasons, really shouldn't work. And it really doesn't. It's only symbolic. The only halachic part of Hatarat Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, as we know it, is what? The halachic mechanism is the Tanah. That's the most important part. Like you say by Slichot, what's the most important part of Slichot? Yes, some people, Anenu. Why? Because they get to sing it. No, Mapitom, the most important part of Slichot is Yudgim al Midot. I don't get it sometimes. People make me crazy. You know, there's different minhagim among Sfaradim. Some people do blow shofar shlosh semidot. Some people don't. Different minhagim. Kavchai brings down different minhagim. In Yerushalayim, some do. Manan Zachar Bechad didn't. It doesn't matter. But the main thing is, sometimes I see people who get all excited about blowing the shofar during shlosh semidot. That's wonderful. But sometimes the shofar blower himself, he blows it during, while everybody else is saying Hashem Hashem Yerachom Mechanun. And then they're finished, and then he moves on. He doesn't even say, "Ya Habibi, you missed the whole slichot. The whole point of the slichot is shlosh semidot, not the tchiyat shofar. Tchiyat shofar is a mitzvah b'Rosh Hashanah zeo. Mitzvah ta'aseh min haTorah is to blow shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. That's it. Everything else, kulo minhagim. The ikar, although slichot is also minhag, but the ikar of slichot is what? Is the shlosh semidot. So sometimes I tell people, you want to blow shofar, make sure you say quickly to yourself, either before or after, so you say it with the tzibur, and then either delay or preempt the tkiat shofar, so that you can say along with the tzibur the shlosh semidot, because otherwise you're just missing the boat. Ve'al zeh ne'emar, this is really Shabbat Zdaf, Eruvin Davav Amud Bet, ve'al zeh ne'emar, ha'kesil b'choshech holech, right? The fool walks in the dark. That's what it's talking about. So, aval, mikol makom, back to our issue, the main part of a Tanan Darim, as we know it, is the tonight, the disclaimer that a person says on Erev Shana. But in that disclaimer, listen to this, katuv shama, Im nishkach litnai moda'azo, if we forget this tonight, venidor on nishaba'od, velo nizka litnai moda'azo betoch kede dibur shel haneder ha'shevu'ah, o im bishah she'anu zukhim tnai moda'azo, nachzor lindor, o li'ishaba'od mechamat ezo siba'a she'tiyeh, הרינו מתנים עליהם שכולם בטלים מבוטלים. We make a tenai that what? If we forget this tenai modaa that we're doing, we make a neder. Nevertheless, all of the nedarim that we make should be batel. Says Baran Zechon Abrahan Chazon Ovadia, he asks a question. This would seem to be lehedia against the psak, against the final halakha of Maran Shulchan Aruch that says that the only time your tenai will work is only when you mention it. You can't say, well, if I forget it, that should be mevatel my neder, because maskanata Shulchan Aruch is v'yesh lachush ledibrehem. What are you going to say about that? Yeah? So it seems like we have a nosach in our Hatan Nedarim. Now, by the way, there's two different versions of Hatan Nedarim in the back of the Slichot. There's something called Hatarat Klalot, and there's something called Hatarat Nedarim. It has both, two different orders. One's a little bit longer. Minhag of most keilot is to say Hatarat Klalot, which contains within it both Hatarat Nedarim and Klalot, but it really doesn't matter which one you say. But both of them have this nosach. So what are you going to do? And Be'emet, the Zirah Emet, one of the earlier poskim of the Sfaradim, Agon Rabbeinu Yishma'ila Kohen of Salonika in Greece, he writes in the Sheilot Utshuvot, Zirah Emet, Chilek Orach Chaim Siman Tzaddi, he brings B'Shem Ashla HaKadosh, that because of this question, he deleted this nosach from the Atar Nedarim because Pashut it doesn't work, because it's Neged Maran. Kach Katav Zirah Emet B'Shem Ashla. However, not everybody holds like that. In Sheilot Utshuvot, Rabbeinu Moshe Alshich, recognize the name? Alshich HaKadosh. Besides for being a Darshan B'Chesed Enyon, he was, by the way, his official capacity, he was known as the Darshan of Tzfat. He was the Darshan. However, B'Chesed Enyon, meaning he had a tremendous Chesed from Hashem, he had a tremendous gift of being an orator. Aval, Mikol Makom Rabotai, he was also Posek Gadol, and he says in Sheilot Utshuvot, Maram Alshich, Siman Kufyod, he brings down Harav Posek Maritaos, and he says over there that what? No, he writes over here that you see, even though it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch that you have to be Mefaresh, he says, he quotes a Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, this is Pirek Bet, Minchot Nedarim Alacha Dalet. Listen very carefully to the words of the Rambam. מי שיתנה קודם שידור ואמר, כל נדר שידור מכאן ועד 10 שנים, it's just an example, הרי אני חוזר בהן, או הרי הן בטלים, וכיוצא בדברים אלו, ואחר כך נדר. אם היה זוכר התנאי בשעה שנדר, הרי נדרו קיים, שהרי ביטל התנאי בנדר זה. ואם לא זכר התנאי, אלא אחר שנדר, אף על פי שקיבל התנאי בליבו, וקיים התנאי, הרי הנדר בטל. אף על פי שלא הוציאה את החזרה בפיו, כבר הקדים החזרה לנדר והוציאה בפיו מקודם. That seems like the Gemara כפשוטו, קוראים את הבאיה. ויש שמורה להחמיר, ואומר, והוא שיזכור התנאי אחר שנדר בתוך כדי דיבור. There is an opinion that rules stringently on this matter and says that the only time the תנאי is going to work is only if you mention it בתוך כדי דיבור. Now, says the Alshich HaKadosh, and the Radbaz also in his Tshuvot is Medayek, as is Maran himself in the case of Mishneh. What is it? V'yesh Shemore Leachmir. What does V'yesh Shemore mean? Sounds like what? Which means what? Does it sound like the Rambam holds like it or not? Doesn't sound like it. I want to read to you the words of our very own case of Mishneh. Maran himself on the Rambam writes, V'yesh Shemore Leachmir. Here we go. Ve'arosh lo chilek bekach. The Rosh in Hilchot Nedarim makes no distinction of the type that you have to mention the Tanai. No, like everybody else understood the Gemara, you just have to forget the Tanai. And he says, Ve'chen nir'a shu'da'at Rabbeinu. And he says from the fact that the Rambam sets it up as Astam and then V'yesh shemore le'achmir, it sounds like the Rambam holds like the Rosh and the other poskim, the Tur says the same thing, that all you need to do in order for your tnai to be kayam is just to forget it passively. As long as you don't remember, you don't have to mention it. So if that's the case, the only problem is, so why did Maran say, v'yesh lachush ledibrahim? That's the only problem here. Now, what can you tell me historically, Why is it significant? Obviously, it's significant anyway because he's one of the great poskim. But why is it significant about what the Maharam Al-Sheikh holds about this matter? They weren't friends. That was the Mabit. Maharam Al-Sheikh was a Talmid of Maran. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh was one of the five Musmachim. Maran Abet Yosef's Rebbe, Rabbeinu Yaakov Berav, reinstituted Smichat Chachamim that the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about, Ish Mipi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu, which means the Smicha that you would need to be done, you needed to be done, Dine Chavalot Uknasot, which you can't do anymore, right? Anyway, even in Bavel, even if you have Smicha, you can't, unless you're doing the Shlichut, Anan Shlichut Didayu Ka'abde, but anyway, for Nefashot and things of that matter, Mari Berav, the Rebbe of Maran of Bet Yosef, reinstituted that. Maran continued it for one generation. He was Masmich five Talmidim, among them Maram Al-Sheikh, Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, Rabbeinu Yonatan Sagis, and other Mekubalim and great and the Chachamim of the generation. So Maran, the Rabbeinu Moshe Al-Sheikh was a Talmid of Maran. He would not paskin against his Rebbe on something that was so pashut. So you already say, over here, in that situation, if he was being posek le'akel, there was a situation of nedarim that he was addressing. And if he was posek le'akel, based on this Rambam, apparently it wasn't so against Maran Abet Yosef. Now, you know something else? You know who else argues on the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch. In She'elot U'Tshuvot Avkat Rochel, Siman Kuf Ayin Vav, who She'elot U'Tshuvot Avkat Rochel? Maran Shulchan Aruch. And this is really something that is quoted by the Birkei Yosef on the spot. Maran Achida on the spot quotes the She'elot U'Tshuvot of Avkat Rochel. Now, there is a very interesting situation. I'll tell you a little bit of the background of the She'elah so you appreciate the Yishuv of the Bet Yosef a little bit more. There was a guy, apparently in Tzfat or somewhere else, somebody sent the Bet Yosef a She'elah that he didn't like something about the Shul. He doesn't say exactly what it was. Maybe, you know, people were talking too much in the shul or something not so good was going on in the shul. And the guy accepted a Nazirut Shimshon never again to walk into the shul. That shul, right? It's like the famous thing I tell you. Oh, Shalom, Baruch Haba. So there's once a guy was shipwrecked. You know, he took a trip and the guy was once shipwrecked and Kadosh Baruch Hu made a nes and he grabbed onto one of the boards of the ship, and he washed ashore a desert island. So he's walking around the desert island. He says, "Yishtabach Shemo, Baruch Hashem, at least I'm alive." And he walks around, he sees fruits, and he says, "Okay, you know what? Maybe I can, you know, make myself comfortable here. I can live here." He's walking around, and then he sees walking around for a few hours. He sees another fellow Jew on the same desert island. He says, "Eh, another Yid. Fancy meeting you here." He says, "How long are you here for?" He says, "I'm here for 20 years. He says, "Psh, wow." He says, "I just got here." I said, he told him, he says, "Okay, you know what? If you're here, you know, let's be friends. I'll take you," the older guy. He says, "I'll take you on the tour of the island." I said, he takes him on the tour. And it's only them two on the island. He says, "I'll take you on the tour." So he says, "Okay, Beseder, here's the trees. And here's the, city hall. And here's the hospital and the pharmacy and Everfresh." And he shows them all the stuff. And then finally, they get further and he sees a nice building, you know, Magen David and Jerusalem stone, whatever. And he says, "What's that?" He says, "That's the shul." So they walk very nice. He walks a few more feet and he sees another gorgeous building. And he says, "What's that?" He says, "That's the other shul." He says, "But you're the only... besides for me, I mean, before I came along, you're the only person on the island. What do you need two shuls for?" So he says, "I'll tell you. That's my shul, and that's the shul I'll never step foot in." That's, you know, that's the classic Jewish joke. That everybody has the shul that they don't stay. That was it. Apparently, it's not even a joke. It made it into a sheila. Maran Abet Yosef had this thing, and the guy didn't only accept the neder or shua, he accepted the nezirut shimshon. What is a nezirut shimshon? Correct. Huh? Well, that's what it is, yes. But the point is, and the Nezirut Shimshon is such that in lo hatara, you cannot be matir. Stam, huh? It's forever and it's not subject to hatara nedarim. Why? A regular nizirut is what? A regular nizirut is a neder. How do we know? The Torah begins the parasha of nizirut. Why? Ish o isha ki yafli lindor neder nazir lezir Hashem. So regular nizirut, a self-imposed nizirut, is a regular neder. So just like neder has hatara, you could do it through petach, harata, whatever it is, so that would apply to nizirut also. What can you tell me about nizirut Shimshon? Nizirut Shimshon, the original nizirut Shimshon, wasn't individually imposed. Who was it imposed by? By the malach who came to Shrifut HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told Shimshon's mother, whose name was Tzelalfonit, who told her, hey, look, he says, he told her, you know, the kid's going to have to be a Nazir. So if a person imposes on himself Nazirut Shimshon, that means that he's negating from himself the ability to annul it through Hatarat Nedarim. So the guy's in the situation. Later on, I guess they fixed the problem in the shul. And now the guy wants to go back to shul. But if he goes back to the shul, he's going to have a Nazirut Shimshon problem that he can never take off. Mana ase. That was the Shaila to Mana. See? You know? People are, even way back then, people were hot-headed. You know, people in general, when they make nidareem, it comes out of a place of anger or hot-headedness, right? Relax. But that was the situation. Maran has a whole tshuva explaining the difference to the deen, why to take it off. And his last tzad in the tshuva in Siman Kuf Ayin Vav is, he asked him, did you do ataran darim on Erev Rosh Hashanah? And the guy said, yes, I did. So says Maran, yofi, when you made this neder, when you accepted this Nazirut Shimshon with regards to entering the shul, did you remember your Hatarat Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah? The guy says, Ma pitom, was thinking Erev Rosh Hashanah. The guy's talking about the shul and he got angry and whatever. It is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Says Maran, maspik, that you don't need Hatarat Nedarim. The Tanai kicks in and it's able to take off. We say in the text of Hatarat Nedarim, we say that what? It should take off everything. Nedarim, Ushvuot, Bekonamot, Veisurim, and Nazirut, Veafilu Nazirut Shimshon, it says over there. It's so powerful, the Tanai, that it's able to even remove, to annul in the Nazirut Shimshon, and he says, Kulam utarim lachem, go to shul, enjoy. And everybody asks, says the Bet Yosef, says the Birkei Yosef, I'm sorry, he asks one second, is that not contradictory to what Maran himself said in Shulchan Aruch? What's pshat? Huh?
Yeah, right.
One second. Not only is it a tzad, but we see that he's really somech on it. Alachal maaseh. Maram Alshich was somech on the same tzad. Maram Alshich, talmido shel Maran, also was somech on it. Alachal maaseh. Harav Magen, talmido shel Maran, Rabbeinu Moshe Galanti Arishon, was also somech. There are two Maram Galantis, Rishon and Acharon. Maram Galanti Arishon was talmido shel Maran. Second Maram Galanti was the second, his grandson. He was the first Rishon Letzion. So anyway. Bekitzur, so he said the same thing. They looked at the Ktav Yad, which ended up making it into Avkat Rochel Siman Kuf Ayin Vav, and he says, this is the Psak of Maran, this is correct. So why is this not a stira? Mata omer shenomo, digamin.
Maybe that we have to lachush le dibre, and that doesn't mean that we go like that opinion. Maybe it's like, maybe you shouldn't do nedarim, but the lacha kestam. It's like, don't do nedarim because there is an opinion that it's...
I mean, it's never good to do nedarim. כל הנודר כאילו בנה במה, כאילו בנה במה, והמקיימו, כאילו יקרה בעלי הקורבן. Yeah? אבל, let me ask you, it's never good to be נודר. But over here we're talking about a situation where a person was נודר against the תנאי. ויש לחוש לדבריהם is going on the תנאי, whether or not the תנאי is going to annul the נדר. And Maran says, ויש לחוש לדבריהם. However, I'm just pulling your leg, internationally, from, you know, however many miles away we are from you. אבל, how's the situation over there? It's going down a little bit in Panama?
A little bit better, Baruch Hashem.
No, Bezat Hashem. V'asirot imachana mekirbecha, Bezat Hashem. Aval, you have to understand that the Birkei Yosef himself and the Talmidei Bet Yosef, the Alshich, the Maram Galanti, the Radbaz, they all understood the Birkei Yosef brings it down le'alacha ul-ma'aseh, that a person may rely on Atarat Nedarim of Erev Rosh Hashanah in lieu of doing a tana day during the year. Why is that? I, Maran says, B'yesh v'shemore le'achmir, or B'yesh l'chush le'dibrehem. Maran means to go like the Rambam. And when he says, B'yesh l'chush le'dibrehem, it's l'chumra be'alma. Over here, l'cha kistam, and it's chumra be'alma. If you want to be machmir, and consider the neder a neder, and do a separate hatana darim on this neder, beseder. Aval me'ikar ad-din, if you want to be somech al da'at ha-Rambam, tismoch alav. מי שיסמוך על דעת הרמב״ם יפסיד? מה פתאום? Yes. What do you mean? According to the Stam. No. We're talking about after the fact. V'yesh la'achmir kedibrehem means. Okay? Here's chronological. Atarav nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, then Chanukah comes along, and his wife burnt the latkes, and he flies into a fury, and he makes a neder. He forgot the tnai that he made on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and then later he also forgot to mention it. According to the Yesh Omrim Bidat Maran, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do Atarav nedarim on that specific situation. According to the Stam, and by the way, the Minchat Shlomo, one of my favorite Tfarim in Yeshiva, when I was learning nedarim, is the Mincha Shlomo on nedarim. Mize, the Shlomo Zalman, Arabah, Zechet Tzadik Baracha, she has Pirushim, and in the back he has Halachot, he has a whole section on Dinei Atarav nedarim. One of my favorite Tfarim. So over there, he writes that Be'emet, many poskim rely on this Avkat Rochel, and you see many times a lot of people making nedarim throughout the year, and you don't see many people being makpid every time, okay, Atarav nedarim, get three people, why? Because Be'emet, according to the poskim, and this is really in Shailot Teshuvot Kol Eliyahu, which was written by Rabbeinu Eliyahu Yisrael, Rosh Rabbeinu Mitzrayim, we see that Rabbeinu Mitzrayim also relying al Stam Rambam, not on the Yesh Mishemore Le'achmir, and not on the Yesh Omrim Shel Manan, because Be'emet, Rov Kechol HaRishonim, passing like the Rambam, that Hatarat Nedarim as is, that we make on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and we're Mosen Moda'ah. And you don't remember that Moda'ah throughout the course of the year, that in and of itself is enough to annul nedarim, and really a separate atarav nedarim that you make during the year for random nedarim is only a chumrah be'alma. V'chein yesh lifsok le'alacha u'maaseh, and because of that, says Maran Zechon Lebracha v'chazon u'magia, that's the reason why we keep that language in the version of atarav nedarim that we make commonly. Either you do it, you know, four times or twice, however many times you do it, the ikar is to do it before Rosh Hashanah, and that is what Be'emet saves you from Isun and Darim Ushbo'ot throughout the year. Matt, Omer?
Have you said that the text is
Yeah.
And another one that if you are to forget Bishas Maisa, then it shouldn't be Chama.
Correct.
I mean, that's our text.
Yes.
So maybe
there's two things that we put into the text of Atan Adarim.
Yeah.
Number one, if I forget this Tanai Stam and I make a neder later, neder should be off. And not only that, if I forget to mention the Tanai, it should also be off. And a third Tanai that we say over there is that what? Even if I remember the Tanai Bish'at Ma'aseh, that I make the neder, which according to Dina Gemara should do what to the Tanai? Break the Tanai and make the neder Kayam, I still make the neder Batim. You could still do that too. You can make a Tanai on everything, which means we kind of cover ourselves. Correct.
Why do I ever
say
something
under? Odio tertu.
You don't need to say it.
Nahon. Nahon. It's a good thing. Maran says a person should accustom himself to always saying B'nai. Because not everybody says Atarav Nedarim, not everybody. I don't know, whatever. And even those who didn't come on Erev Rosh Hashanah to put to say Atarav Nedarim, they probably made it for Leil Yom Kippur to say another form of Atarav Nedarim, i.e., Kol Nidre is another form of Atarav Nedarim.
Who speaks? I don't think most people know that.
They have to understand the basic idea. They have to understand the basic idea.
I think most people, before the
shir,
think it's not fair. Kol Nidre,
Nidre
that I made last
year. They think it's the purge. Vadai. Nidrana, la Nidre, Vishtevat, Ushbu'ana, la Shibu'e.
Most people think it means my Nidrana that I made last year shouldn't be like that I made last year.
So you're asking, there's actually a tremendous machloket between the Ran, Rabbi Nutam, and the Geonim. On this Sugiyan, Masechet Nidarim, Dafkat Gimel Amud Bet. How exactly, what Atarav Nedarim works for? Does it work for the past? Does it work for the future? And what do we do as Sfaradim? We do what? Both. We say, from the previous Yom Kippur until now. And from this Yom Kippur until Ad Yom HaKippurim, Haba Aleinu Letovah. Huh? No makir. Yes, he says, yeah. Yeah. That what?
Imran says that the first, that one tonight that you make, that for the coming year, any Nadar that I made should not be shal.
No.
So that would only work if Bishas Maisa you remember.
Okay.
So maybe Imran would agree.
If you made it tonight, specifically stipulating.
By barring this whole situation,
yeah.
It would be fine.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe it's not a good one. That's why we added. If you were really holding like the style, we would add a time. So I leave it at the first one, and it's trying to mess it up.
You're getting lumbish. You're getting lumbish. I hear.
What's the time?
Explain your time.
If we were really...
You said the word Bavarn and we lost everybody.
Yeah. Forget what that means.
We killed them.
If we were really holding like a 9, we would just say the first... If we were really holding like a stop, we would just say the first 9 and leave it there, and that would work. The fact that we're adding another 9 to say, even if I don't remember, I don't want to be Chal, we would stop with... Seemingly
seem
to be holding my
vehicle. You can't be
master. No, he's saying if you make a special tanai in the Tanaim, that even if I remember the tanai, you shot the neder, it should be off. So he says, I'm bavarning. I'm not only trying to get out to be yotzei the chovah the stam. I'm also trying to be yotzei the chovah the yeshomrim.
You can't make a tanai against the halacha. The halacha tells
you. You can make tanaim on anything. The whole thing, a nidr is halacha, correct? The Torah says you can make a nidr, correct? Can you make a tanai against it? How do you make a tanai against a nidr? Isn't it against something the Torah says takes effect? So how does that work? Elamai. What's the whole point of tanai? Ate dibur, umvatel dibur. One speech can be mevatel another. That's tam al ha'avar. But guess what? Guess what? By the way, this comes up also in Gittin, also in Siman. You can make moda'ot against the get. You can make mesirat moda'a, and you can make moda'ot al moda'ot, and moda'ot moda'ot al moda'ot, ad sof kol moda'ot. That's why by gitin, what do? We make the husband, because be'emet, even when a husband is mitzaveh, the sofer, to write a get, if he's a fiend, right, if the husband is a hamor hamortayim, what he can do is, actually, well, not in his mind, he has to actually verbalize it, but he can be mosir moda'a before he's mitzvah to write a get, that anything I'm doing is all a get batel, a sofer pasul, and everything. So he can actually, you know, mess up the get and get batel. So what do we do in order to fix that? We make him be mosir moda'a that any kind of pisulim or any kind of bitulim that he has verbalized without the get are hereby null and void. But you know what the problem with that is? Because you can make moda'a moda'a. He could have made a moda'ah before the get, that if they make me make a moda'ah, then that moda'ah is batel. So what do you do to pass on moda'ah, moda'ah? So the Bet Yosef, the Tur and the Bet Yosef bring down, there's a chiddush of none other than the... No, lama. Don't stam barf names. Tzach lada'at. Zeh, b'tshuvat ha-Rashba. B'tshuvat ha-Rashba, the Rashba made a takana that he would make. There's a special moda'a that we make the person that we make the Baal say that was actually written by the Rashba, and he says that you have to tell the person to make mesirat moda'a, lifsol et aidei moda'a velifsol aideihin ve'aidei aideihin ad sof kol aidim ad afilo ad mea, that any edim that come and say that you made, because how are we supposed to know? We don't believe you that you made a moda'a. I'll bring edim. We make him nullify. We make him invalidate any edim ever that come to say anything bad about this get. You hereby ad sof kol ha'edim, they're all pasul. Even if he tries to bring edim that he made a moda'ah, he himself hodat ba'al din that these edim are pasul, and memela he negated any kind of moda'ot. And Maran brings it down. They have to say this is their get.
It's the opposite of saying
in case the husband's chamor. Yeah.
It's
anyway,
it's like the opposite.
Plenty chamor husbands out there. Yeah. Anyway, b'kitzur. I say chamor in prison. Oh, okay. Anyway, huh? It's not go. Go? No. Okay. Anyway, b'kitzur. Okay.
But you can't say the same on this for even though we're supposed to be part of the Yeshua part of the Rabbanim. You can't say the same on this for that.
No, because those nedarim already took effect. Once the neder takes effect halachically, you can't be like, oh, guess what? I can't do a real hataran darim. So let's just, you know, this is not communion by the church, that, you know, let's just, you pay the guy and then it's like a vending machine. You pay the dude over there and you say, okay, kulam mutarim lachem. It's all mitkacha. Tzariyot lefi halacha. Okay, Rabotai, we're going to stop it here and we're going to say something. Ezemashu ala parasha.